We had good participation. We had five bidders. When the consultant looked at the prices across the board, they just seemed high on everything. I don't know if we can blame all this on the Foxconn issues, but probably the time of year, the bids came in high. From what we understand, talking with the bidders, maybe this wasn't the best time of year to bid that out. We believe that there will be a lull later in the year. If we can try to time it later in the year, that we can bid it out again and at least get the bid awarded before the end of the year, we should have a probably our best option to get some good prices that we could construct it next spring. Regardless, because they came in over bid or over our budget, we simply don't have the funds unless we want to allocate some more funds. So, and this is also with the water department, they are accumulating funds that would help pay for this. And so, again, delaying this project a little bit would allow the water department to accumulate some more funds as we go through this.
I do have a motion prepared for this, but I want to point out each of you have this sheet of paper here. So on this G5 action sheet, it says the collective design and construction budget for this project is approximately $1.7 million. So the bid document that you have, this was the document that was put out by Rueckert & Mielke online. It said the estimated project value was $2 million. So we only budgeted $1.7 million for the project, and Rueckert & Mielke already had estimated at $2 million. So we were short before we went to bid. So what did we think was going to happen? It's
not uncommon for the engineer's estimate to not be low bid.
What was that?
It's not uncommon for the engineer's estimate not to be the low bidder.
Let me understand something. Mm-hmm. So your contention is because Rueckert & Mielke estimated at $2 million that we should go ahead and award?
Oh,
even though the next lowest bidder is
You totally missed my point. Okay. My point was we never had $2 million in the budget if it came in at Rueckert & Mielke estimated at $2 million. If it came in at $2 million, we never had $2 million in the budget to build it, but we went out for bid. And the project came in at $2.5 million. So we not only did we not have $2 million in the budget, we only had $1.7 million. There's no way we had even close to $2.5 million, and the highest bid was $4,600,000, if you look at the packet. So the fact that we're now at the low bid at $2.5 million, and we only have $1.7 million in the budget, we have a $800,000 shortage, and I don't care how sharp you make your pencil, I don't know how we're going to come up with that, development's picking up. I don't see it getting that, slow that they're going to drop that much money off the project just by waiting. I'd be happy to wait and see if that happens. But there's going to have to be some changes to the project to make that happen. So.
And that was mentioned in the analysis, talking about their staff received some helpful input from the low bidders on how we could make some changes.
Right. And so that was another thing is on this document it says there was no pre-bid meeting, which might have helped. And then the helpful information that you said you got after the fact might have been something you could have did at a pre-bid meeting. And then the third thing is all work is included in a single prime contract. So it's not, I can't go through all of these numbers and figures and separate out which project is the relay project and which project is the ditch project. So do we know which project or did both projects put it over budget?
Both.
Both projects. Do you know how much each project put it over budget? Approximately.
The water was, when you added that, it's roughly $1.5 million. And the storm is just over $1 million. So Green Solutions was 271 and some change, and the PPII was 736 and some change.
Okay. And so given all those facts, I think the motion that I have fits in well with everything about needing to recalculate the cost, needing to wait, and all of that. So here is my motion. Motion to reject all bids for the Rawson Homes Drainage and Water Main Relay projects. That is almost exactly that's what's here, except it says bidders, and we're rejecting bids, not bidders. So motion to reject all bids for the Rawson Homes Drainage and Water Main Relay projects, and to direct staff to provide an update, an updated project cost estimate. Schedule a pre-bid meeting to rebid the projects by, I have in here October 28th, or October 2018. We can talk about that when the motion's done. With an update to the council prior to the bid being released, and further to reestablish the budget appropriation as needed to award the contract. Because on the next thing, it says the budget appropriation will, if we don't sign a contract, it will have to be reappropriated. So that covers pretty much everything. Does anyone need me to reread the motion?
I'll need the last part of it. But
okay, I'll just reread it. A motion to reject all bids for the Rawson Homes Drainage and Water Main Relay projects, and to direct staff to provide an updated project cost estimate. Schedule a pre-bid meeting to rebid the project by, and right now the placeholder is October 2018, with an update to the council prior to the bid release, and further to reestablish the budget appropriation as needed to award the contract.
Is there a second? Is there a second?
Second.
I got a question.
I got a lot of questions.
Right.
Alderman Taylor.
Well, what I have wrong with the motion, or I have issue with the motion, and I think it's maybe not intentional, but are you an expert to when we should be going to bid again? I think I'd rather rely on staff to decide when the right time to bid, not just some arbitrary date.
I was going by the council action sheet that says that they would do it in the fall, so I pick fall just to have something in there because I don't want it open-ended because
right.
The constituents have been waiting.
I'd rather, you know, whether it's open-ended or not, I'd rather let staff be more flexible with, you know, they're in their business and talking to Rook or Milk, whoever, when the right time is based on. I mean, I think the issue we're going to have is that they're going to work around the clock on Foxconn. They got years and years of work ahead of them. Development's popping. You know, this cost just may have gone up because we waited 8 years to get it done, okay? I mean, that's part of it. Here, my question prior to that was, why, if staff, our staff, came up with a $1.7 million estimate, why would Rooker Milkey put $2 million on the website? I'd like to have an answer to that question. Why? I mean, it's our project. It's our money. Why they put a dollar amount higher?
I'm not sure what website that came from.
I don't know what website this came from.
Their own. This was Rooker Milkey's website. This is the bid that went in the paper. That was the bid that they estimated the project.
We had a budget, and then you design it. And then at the last, I don't say the last minute, but near the end, they actually, when you have the plans finalized, that's when you do a very thorough cost estimate. And that's what it's not uncommon for that not to match what your budget is. We made budgets based on some rules of thumb, links of pipe, some very broad schematics before the design was done. And like I said, it's not uncommon for the engineer's estimate to not be the low estimate or low, you know, once you actually put this out to bid. So it's high or low, and then generally let's say the low bid were $2 million, you could reduce it by 15%. So there's your $300,000 right there, and
so,
that gets you down to your
So would you say that? I mean, when you guys saw the number, right? I mean, though you're okay with that. And when they put $2 million on there, that was, I mean.
It's what it is. I mean, and so you bid it, and like I said, it's not uncommon to have bidders come in below the engineer's estimate. That's not uncommon at all.
Okay, but you're saying is when they would have prepared this on their website or this going out, you would have seen that and been okay with it?
I saw some numbers. I did not know that they published it on the website. So
you didn't? We don't know that? I mean, what do you mean?
No. Here's the point.
Well, no, I mean,
it's a published bid document that gets published in the Daily Reporter. Anybody can put anything they want on any website they want. It's meaningless. To get all wound up about it.
Well, I'm pretty calm. I'm just trying to figure out how that number is different than staff's number. I mean, the soliciting agent is Rucker Milkey. It's not just like anybody put it on there. They are the ones that put it on their website. So it's not just some other company doing that. We're doing.
And Mr. Everly, can you explain
don't give me this. Oh, I did see you do that. Don't be playing that game with me.
I'd also like to add, I mean, we could be over a little bit. We could have found some extra monies, but like you said, $800,000, that's too much to come with at the last minute. So, well, our department would be struggling to come up with the extra $500,000, and MMSD could do it, but like they said, they expressed a desire to wait a little bit because they accumulate funds over time. So they have no problem giving us more money, but they would prefer us wait a little bit. So,
at some point here, I'm being asked to support on sending Rucker Milkey $1.something million to do work for us. So I expect an answer, Your Honor. I deserve an answer. This common council deserves an answer.
What exactly is the question? So
how did the $2 million get on the website?
Okay.
If you know.
Projects are advertised in Wisconsin and most of the country these days through a website one way or the other. The one that Franklin uses and most other communities in Wisconsin use is called Quest. And one of the things that is, it's just like your public ads, you have to put it in your newspaper, but you also have to, you're trying to get bidders so they are aware of the project. I apologize for this long explanation, but I want to make sure you all understand what's going on. So when we place the ad in the newspaper on behalf of the city, we also place an ad identical to it on this website. Potential bidders or bidders, when they want the bidding documents to bid on the project, they go to Quest and they get them from them. It's nothing more than a plan house, and they have them digitally. Super Excavator says, I want to bid on this project, or at least I want to look at it. They hit a button. They magically appear on their screen, the whole bidding documents, the whole thing.
That's project. Fine, Joe, but right. How did the $2 million?
One of the things that is requested by Quest and requested by potential bidders, they want to have an idea about what the cost of the project is. For a couple of reasons. Number one is they want to know if this is a $10 project or a $10 billion project, so they know if it's something within their realm. Number two is if they decide to bid on the project, they have to supply, by state law, a bid bond. They use that number to establish what the bid bond is. Bid bonds cost the communities nothing. It's just a guarantee that if you go into, I won't get into the legal ramification, but that's what it's used for. So if I put a project on Quest for a community in there, they're asking me for what I think a number is for the project. And it doesn't mean anything. It's just a placeholder to put something in there because the bidders want to have some sense. Is it this or is it this or is it something like this? And that's all of that it is. Whether the city, regardless of what the city budgeted for or what that number was, the two are completely immaterial. It has nothing, one doesn't have anything to do with anything else. It's just a placeholder.
What you're telling me is it's an estimate so that the bidder can determine what the 5% of what is.
Right. And they just want to know how big it is. And it's a legitimate question. And all it saves is half the phone calls to us to ask the same question because half of them don't read the darn ad that's in the paper and the thing. That's all it is. It's just a placeholder.
Alderman Willow.
Well, the bottom line is we still don't have enough money to do the project, and
absolutely
we didn't
correct.
Have enough. So I'm trying to figure out what part of the motion is a complication, because I went by everything that Glenn had put in his packet, everything, you know, that, you know, we've done on this. So we obviously have to reject the bids. That part is clear. Everybody should be good with that. And to direct staff to provide an updated project cost estimate. Well, we need an updated project cost estimate because apparently $1.7 million isn't enough for the project. So we should update that and get a closer.
Let me correct you on that. That's patently untrue. 1.7 may be a very accurate cost estimate. But based on the work available today for all of these contractors, they're going to bid high. In case somebody screws up and awards them, they'll find out a way to get it done.
Except you're missing a point. And if you wouldn't continue to cut me off, I would finish what I was saying. I have the floor, and I'll continue my point so you can understand it. The project cost estimate, like you're saying, could be valid, but what Glenn said is they could go through that. Right now they're replacing every fire hydrant. That's $72,000 worth of fire hydrants. Do we need to replace them all? So what I mean by project cost estimate is, can they make some changes to bring the cost down to something different? Are there some, they're using slurry fill. Do they need to use slurry fill? It's the most expensive thing. Can we just use crushed stone? Can we go with different contractors that are closer by? I mean, there are all kinds of different ways to look at project cost estimate. I'm not questioning the $1.7 million as far as the cost estimate that was provided. What I'm questioning is, how can we bring the project within the budget that the city of Franklin can afford to get this done for the residents, because they received a letter that said this was going to be done and started in March. That was before the water department decided to change the project and add something onto it, which this council wasn't aware of. So that should explain what I mean by project cost estimate. Schedule a pre-bid meeting. This is because there was no pre-bid meeting, and Glenn himself said he learned some things from the other people and how they could change the project and do it. So maybe a pre-bid meeting might be a good idea. The next part is the by October 28th date. That is based on fall. The budgets are set for the city budget. We adopted in November. I thought it would be important to use October, although I'm saying that date's flexible. October as a date, because then you can get the money in the budget, because right now the appropriation per the council item says that the appropriation will expire in December if it's not awarded. So that takes that. And then give an update back to the council, because the constituents asked to be updated prior to releasing the bid. And maybe they come back and say, we can't release the bid, but that would be part of that update. And then further to reestablish the budget appropriation as needed, doesn't say you have to, in order to award a contract. So I'm trying to figure out, you know, what I'm missing here. I've spent copious amount of times on this project. I probably understand it better than anybody up here. I don't mean to sound arrogant, but I have been dealing with this with my residents for a very, very, very long time. And I've read every bit of this, plus some. Who up here has gone as far as to gone out and search to find out what these bid documents are and what the complications are? And I'd like your support on this. I don't see how this falls short. In fact, it helps. It keeps everybody up to date. It gives a better cost estimate. Glenn has the ability to work within that. He can come back to council. If there's a problem, he's allowed to come back to council and update us. It's all there.
Okay.
Alderman Taylor.
Can I just ask staff, or Glenn, if there's any issues with the motion the way you see it, or if there needs to be a change? Because, I mean, obviously, you know, I think we all want to have this project completed. But there are some obviously issues with, I mean, I think the mayor was absolutely correct. This is probably a $1.7 million project, but there's a lot of work out there, and they're just jacking it up because they can, and we're not going to pay it. Maybe some communities, they're in a situation where they have to. We don't have to. So this may not happen in the time frame that we all want. That's possible, okay? Mm-hmm. So based on the motion, where's the issues? Because I'd like to see this continue to go, but
wait a minute. Before you answer that, I need something clarified for me. How is it that a relay project, this is a maintenance issue, right? This is us saying we really should take that old water main out and put a new one in. How does that impact any of the neighbors, and why do they care?
You want me to answer that?
No, that's a rhetorical question. Sure. You can't be involved in every minutia of work that's done by the city staff. Let the city staff do their job. Don't tell them October 28th, because they may not be able to do something until November 5th.
It's October 2018.
I don't care. It doesn't matter to me.
You fall, don't, then.
You know,
is that
you
the
have
issue?
A PE? He does. Isn't, this is water utility money. This doesn't even really belong to the city of Franklin in terms of the common council. So we've now spent an hour on three issues. This should have been reject all bids. Done. Done. All motions do not need a second. So you guys do what you want.
Well,
Taylor.
What I heard was drainage. That's what I heard from the
that's
residents.
Not that, this.
I know, but I'm saying that's all I've ever heard is drainage.
Right.
Like I said, relays. Why are we doing this? I mean,
after the fact project.
Why is the water utility doing it? It's their decision.
Right. Right. I mean, but what I'm hearing is the drainage portion, not the relay portion. Yeah, that's what we're talking
mm-hmm.
about now.
Mm-hmm.
This is relay.
No.
It's both.
It's both.
Well, then why don't you just take out the relay portion, just get the drainage done. We have the money for that.
Do the relay down the road. I don't know. I'm not going to support this.
See, here we go. We can attack staff. But here we've got a staff that looked at three potential projects in the same geography, right? And in two project instances, on the same damn road, right? So, do you bid them separately and get two different bidders on the same freaking project? Or do you put them together like the city engineer did, right? And then, man, you know, there's no water one street over. Let's try to save some money and do it right. But no, we got to scream and holler at the city engineer. The motion is reject all bids. Plain and simple, he'll come back when the timing's right. We'll get it done.
Mayor, my motion is on the floor, and it does have a second. And this is not doing any of the things that you're saying. You're just trying to create a problem where it doesn't exist. My motion helps the residents. My motion does everything and gives staff the right. I just think that you don't want this project to happen, because what happens when you reject all bids and do nothing else and add nothing else to it, nothing else happens to the project. I've been up here and I've seen this for 20 years, and if you don't lay something out and have a motion and have a direction, this will lay dormant. I know that, and these people have been waiting. Grace, you've been waiting. Your neighbors have been waiting. And it was a relay project. I am not the one who confused this project. I am not the one who added. I totally get adding on while you're digging in a ditch to put something else. But I didn't create that complication. And I am let staff do their job. I am directing staff to provide an output, to look input and update and give a cost estimate and look at it and allow them to have a pre-bid meeting so they can refine the project so it will come in at a better cost to the city. These are all things that make sense. These are all things municipalities do and could come back to the council so they can provide us an update if something doesn't work.
There is a motion on the floor. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed?
No.
Madam
no.
Clerk.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
No.
Alderman Taylor.
No.
Alderwoman Wilhelm?
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderman Dandrea?
No.
Three ayes, three noes. Mayor breaks the tie, voting no. Is there another motion regarding this matter? And by the way, you know, it gets put out that I'm against this project.
You are.
These people are my constituents as well. But on top of these neighbors being my constituents, I got to look out for 35,400 and some odd elsewhere.
Did.
Is there a motion
I'll make
to table?
I got two motions. One to make
motion
a
motion. Reject all bids.
That's the first motion.
Okay. Is there a second?
I'll second.
All those in favor of that motion?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Mr. Alderman Taylor.
Second motion is that after, let's do the second meeting in November. When's the budget? After the budget's done, I'd like to have staff. I agree with Alderman Wilhelm that, you know, that we don't want this just to, that you have to have direction.
I don't have a problem with
So I think that's.
As long as it's not my direction.
That's not it at all. I mean, you just go off the deep end so often. Let's just calm down, all right? Motion will bring that second meeting in November, engineering come back with an update, any alternatives, and we go from there. That they should just come back and so it's not dead, so we have to have this conversation again. You have a better idea of what's going on in the bidding world. I mean, come here with maybe some changes,
sure.
You know, things like that.
Document.
Or a bid document, something that we just keep it alive because we need to have it done. But to have it, you know. So that's my motion. Is that clear enough? Dan, you get that?
Is it still going on?
Well, Mayor, you want
to. Direct staff to return to second meeting in November with an update to the project.
Second.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, I don't want to just, like, we sit here, we forget about it. I know the Alderwoman's not going to forget about it. The residents need to know it's going to come back. I don't think we have to send a notice to everybody saying we're having an update meeting. We just have to, you know.
There was no notice to anybody.
It's a water main relay project.
No, I know. I'm saying is that we don't need to have another invitation that, you know.
That wasn't part of my motion.
I know it's not. I'm just saying I don't want this to come back.
All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 6, another Ross and Holmes details on invoice. Mr. Morrow. This is on page 83.
This is actually included in your packet last month, but it's part of the table. So what I did was I took those two items and split it into two issues. So this mostly was information put together by finance department. There are some concerns and questions, I guess, on May 1st regarding the invoices to contractor Rupert Milkey. Indicates that they were written one check, as we typically do for a vendor, but it was split up among several things that they were doing for us. So there's some inspection services. We have three firms that we rotate to do various inspections. There's storm and water projects, obviously, that we've talked about, the Ross and Holmes issue. They also provide some consulting for us for the sewer department regarding the SCADA, so there's a software charge there. And that's split between the water and the sanitary sewers. So basically there's one check, but it covered a variety of things that the consultant's doing us on various projects. I've included a lot of information there, basically a detailed account of the various accounting systems. If there's any comments or questions, I guess I have the finance director who's said he can.
Mr. Moore, I didn't see a copy of the invoice from Rugert and Milkey. I mean the physical invoice.
The physical invoice.
Piece of paper they get in the mail. Their invoice to us, as opposed to what we say is an invoice.
Oh. I could have that provided.
Did that invoice from Rupert Milkey itemize the projects?
It did. I believe we may have saw at least one, if not multiple invoices, depending on what they were doing.
The convenience and good business practice of Rupert Milkey sent one invoice to one customer that itemized the bill.
I believe that's correct, yes.
Okay. And then our vouchers show exactly the same thing.
That'd be correct.
And then our check shows exactly the same thing.
Correct.
Alderman Wilhelm.